was how would J.M. Barrie have done this if he was doing it now? And he was an early adopter of technology. I mean, he was the first person to fly anybody on stage. So we thought, well, he'd just use everything.
What year was that?
When he first did it? 1904.
Oh, wow. Very interesting.
So, so we've got 100 years of technological development on him to draw on. So, we were in 2006, starting looking at how we were going to do it. We knew we wanted to build a special temporary structure for it, and then possibly tour it. So we started, not even with a video, we just started thinking at what should this tented theatre structure look like, and we decided we'd put the king poles, as they're called, on the outside, which is what we have. So for two reasons, so that if we were flying people, they wouldn't bash into anything. So it was a kind of practical decision, and also for the audience to give them completely clear sight lines. And we built the seats, we put the seating at a gradient, and also with the distance between them specifically, so that people could have good sight lines and just be good leg room and be comfortable. We decided to work it on a round stage, so that way we could play to a lot of people, but also deliver spectacle and intimacy, which they could all find accessible.